Hello, Nashville. Yes. You're looking good, Nashville. Especially you, I must say. Great to be back here. And just 1 year after the floods, that floated little Jimmy Dickens all the way down to Rattle and Snap. Where his wife, for all her problems, fished him out. After all those jokes, all those years. You're looking good, Nashville. Nice to see y'all. All y'all. Whatever, take your preference there. Especially, you know, after all you've gone through the past year with the flooding and everything. But, you know, heck, we all have water lines. Hello, is this on? Just a year ago, actually. And it was bad. Everybody was wearing their Dolly Partons, not just her. So bad that the Confederate gallery there at the Ryman was a Confederate pond for a while, and that was a little weird. Kind of cool having the dolphins at Opryland, though. You know? Schermerhorn flooded, and so they put on South Pacific, because, you know, that gives you lemons and lemonade and so forth. At the Frist, they had the Art of Atlantis. Al Gore's place just floated off like an ark after Al collected two of every kind of masseuse. No, whatever, you know. So bad at frog jump, the frog fell in. That's how bad it was. And, you know, all of it, which is, you know, the worst part was that all of it was ignored by the national media that was obsessed with Tiger Woods' escapades and Brett Favre's P-mail. So that's what really bugs me about the whole thing. It's looking kind of scary in Memphis right now, not to make light of flooding and the devastation it causes. So our hearts and our hopes are out with them and hoping that comes through good. So the headline, you know, the state is always very helpful. Tennessee officials say, stay out of floodwaters. So that's reassuring, of course, everything. Right? That's like saying, you know, headline saying, put safety on before shoving pistol in pants. Anyways, Nashville has rose again. It's great to be back in Music City. Thank you all for having us. I love this time. And in all the Music City and Tennessee news that isn't, the Titans missed out on Cam Newton, but Fig's still available. Brett Favre was seen down at Prince's Hot Chicken, though, so he could be fishing for a job here in Titans. And actually, no, the Predators, you know, Ryan Suter from Madison, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Back in Madison, could throw a ball pretty good, too, so just keep that in mind, you know, if you need, we'll be off-season for him. This Jack Locker, is that the guy they drafted?
Jake Locker.
He was just baptized at Baptist Sports Park, I saw. So if no NFL season this year, he will start for the Baptists. He'll be... As a matter of fact, auditions for Titans cheerleaders coming up on Mother's Day. So, you know, those are the prelims at Baptist Park once again. In front of little Jimmy Dickens, he's going to pick them. Well, the prelims are at Baptist Sports Park and the finals are at Wild Horse Saloon. So that's just, which is, you know, just a snapshot of Nashville right there. In other news, a new movie came out, Blindside 2, in which Leanne goes out cruising for volunteers for Tennessee. No, they'll be back this year. I know they will. In other Nashville and Tennessee news, Dollar General fields a 99-cent NASCAR car. Kyle Busch has agreed to drive just for the 99-cent can of slightly dented turtle wax. Thank you, Jim, for that. Turtle, appreciate that sniff of appreciation. In a compromise on Tennessee intelligent design law, chimps will be allowed to teach science. A good solution, I think. A new bill will allow college faculty to carry a guy from Kentucky with them at all times. He, of course, will have the weapons. So that... The tax on sugary beverages drives scores of Tennesseans north to the sour mash. The Tennessee House has approved a 9-month waiting period for abortions. Some very clever laws coming out of Tennessee, it seems to me. Governor Haslam signs the first major piece of legislation of his administration. We're talking legacy here. It is the self-storage lien law. So when he looks back on his year or two as governor, he'll say, what about that self-storage lien law there? That allows them to email your delinquency notice instead of delivering it by certified mail, which is $5.15. Okay. Other news, middle and grade school teachers are forbidden to use the G word, golly. And Gaylord Opryland is now known as Lord Opryland. Lord Opryland. Sounds good, too. We've got to stay within the family life program, despite all we know about family life, I guess. In other news still, used TVA nuke rods turn up at the flea market in Bell Buckle. A steal at 50 cents each. There's an opening for a lesbian soccer coach at Belmont University. Where they have really a great lesbian soccer team, by the way. So. To lessen traffic noise at the I-65 Rosa Parks exit in Salem Town, TDOT has posted exit in neutral sign. So try and remember that. It's going to be hard to remember that. The TDOT study of Apollo Drive finds that residents are knocking down their own mailboxes. It's not a traffic problem at all. Meigs County displays the Reagan 11th commandment in the courthouse, thou shalt not speak ill of fellow Republicans. That's up there. So they got 10 plus the one. Racing will move from the state fairgrounds to the Capitol grounds, where they're used to running around in circles to banshee wails. Oh, that's not an editorial. That's just descriptive. Vince Young traded for Robert Young and Loretta Young, and a Young to be named later. Although no one asks, Senator Bob Corker says he's not running for president. Unless it's for Dollar General. Six former Nashville cops run for Metro Council on the Donut Den ticket. The judge is that a pistol under your robe or are you happy to see me, Bill, advances. Frank, you know, with mostly judges, I'm glad it's just a gun under his robe, to tell you the truth. Tennessee Senate okays school voucher program, but you need a whole lot of them to get something good. That's the thing. They're like green stamps, really. You got it. Facebook avatars okayed as voter ID. Bible experts agree that selling wine at Publix would be the opening of the seventh seal of the apocalypse. Publix actually is mentioned in Deuteronomy. I've seen it in there. Check for yourself. Nashville, again, will be celebrating both sides of the Civil War because they're no fool, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny Chesney has a 3D movie coming out, and Dolly's got a triple D. Billy Ray Cyrus has been siring children left and right trying to score again with another winner. So far, no luck. It's a little achy-breaky behind. It keeps going. Blake Shelton, in more trouble after remaking From a Jack to a Queen. That's a much better joke than that, God. Come on. All right, maybe not. Shania marries her ex-husband's mistress's ex-husband. Pretty much shutting her out of the Grand Ole Opry for all time. Because I don't think little Jimmy Dickens can even apologize for that one. Wife jokes, yes. You know. The Music City Bowl, people still not real happy about having Franklin American Mortgage in front of their name. Well, Franklin American Mortgage Bowl, really, just, you know, you can understand that. People, realtors are coming down trying to flip the stadium for quick cash. So. And finally, Prince's Hot Chicken Shack gets first 100% restaurant score because, friends, nothing can survive that. That's all the news. That is it from Music City and Tennessee. Thank you so much.